We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is that time of the week. A What If Wednesday here on the Midday Show. We do it every week. We ask you for a what if in Philadelphia sports history. And then we discuss what would happen if that moment didn't happen the way it did. And ironically, today is an anniversary here in Philadelphia sports. You know what it is, Hugh?
What's today's date?
Well, today's date is...
Well, I know the date, but I mean,
April 24th.
Yeah, the special, what's so special about
Well, 4 years ago today, on April 24th, 2020... It was a Friday night, and I remember it very, very well because it was the second round of the NFL draft, day two of the NFL draft. And typically, as we will have this week, you know, we'll be on the air for day one, night one of the NFL draft. But usually, it's a Friday night. The Phillies always play on Friday nights during the MLB season unless there's a rainout, right? So the Friday night of the draft, we don't have the draft live on WIP. The Phillies almost always have a game. That year, as we all know, was a little bit different. It was the COVID year. So baseball season hadn't begun. That's when Goodell was doing the draft from his basement and all that. So I was on the air doing the evening show. And, Hugh, I was awaiting the Eagles' draft pick in the second round of the 2020 NFL draft. And then it came across. Here is how it sounded when I found out that the Eagles had selected Jalen Hurts in the second round of the 2020 draft.
Draft. The Philadelphia Eagles select Jalen Hurts, quarterback, Oklahoma.
What just happened? Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tucker was not doctoring that audio. That is real, folks. The Philadelphia Eagles, 1 year after handing Carson Wentz the most guaranteed money in NFL history, just selected a quarterback in the second round. What just happened? 215-592-9494. Let's talk about this one. The Philadelphia Eagles just selected Jalen Hurts in the second round of the NFL draft. This is the other than Carson Wentz, this is the highest they've used a pick on a quarterback since Kevin Cobb. The Philadelphia Eagles just used their second round pick, on a quarterback. Look, when this offseason began, I sat here and said their window to win a championship is over, and their actions are telling us that. And I got a lot of blowback on that. No. The Eagles, they're trying to win the Super Bowl next year. Baloney. You're not trying to win the Super Bowl next year if you are taking a quarterback in the second round. When all the holes rest the roster. I got people here saying they got to get Denzel Mims to give Carson Wentz more weapons. They just took a quarterback to back him up. No. The Eagles are thinking long-term with this, and they are not sold, 1,000% sold, on Carson Wentz's durability long-term and how long he'll be a star player. That is the only explanation. That was it 4 years ago.
You called it.
Well, Howie went on a media tour the next week and tried to convince everyone. It was just for a cost control backup. Yeah, I didn't buy that.
100%, man.
Let me tell you, I remember I was in Atlanta, and I was watching the draft when that happened. And I remember saying, ooh, like, you know, as a former player, man, you know, I mean, you read the tea leaves and you see what it means. Like, somebody drafts somebody at your position, then that's a threat.
Of course.
There's no question
about
that. Especially
that high. Especially, that's not a sixth-round pick.
Especially at a quarterback spot. What we just talked about. You know, we talked to Mark Ross about an hour ago, and he talked about how this league is quarterback-driven. And quarterbacks drive the league. So teams are always looking for an upgrade at that position. And if you have a chance to get one, then by gum, you take a chance, you get one.
All right, let's play the what if out, everybody. So we all know what happened, right? It became probably the greatest draft pick Howie's ever made, to go from a second round pick to back up Wentz for a brief period, and then he took over and then he's in a Super Bowl, and now he's on a $250 million deal. What would have happened if the Eagles didn't make that pick? I believe the reporting said Jeremy Chinn was high on their board, a safety linebacker kind of player, now plays for the Panthers. He's fine. He's a good player. But if they don't draft Jalen Hurts there, Hugh, this franchise is in a bad way. I mean, now there's that open-ended question, like, would Wentz have gone as bad the next year without Hurts looking over
his
shoulder?
Let's just say, safe to say yes.
Okay. So if Carson was on the decline anyway, which his career has told us he was, they wouldn't have had a contingency plan, which means they would have been forced to take a quarterback in the 2021 class. Hugh, that's the class that now looks like a bad one, right? Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields and Zach Wilson and Mac Jones and Trey Lance. One of those guys would have probably been the Eagles' pick the next year.
It feels like it probably would have been Zach. It would have been a reach.
Oh, my gosh.
With Zach.
Didn't they have rumored? They had rumored interest.
They did, because Hurts only played 4 games his rookie year, and they weren't really sure. So, could have been Zach Wilson. The biggest takeaway I have is if they didn't draft Jalen Hurts, Hugh, I think Howie would be fired.
Yeah, it would be tight for Howie.
It would be very tight.
And Zach would be around here trying to smash all the people's moms.
He'd be out of here by now, too.
Yeah,
Zach
he'd be on his way somewhere else by now. Yeah, that would have been a bad one. Like, no Super Bowl berth, no going to the Super Bowl.
Nope.
No air conditioners for the city, inner city schools at Philadelphia. Well, none of that.
That'd be gone, too.
Yeah, none of that. Yeah. We did it right there.
Would we have Devontae the next year?
No, because they used their first-round pick on him. They would have been desperate for a quarterback. They would have had to draft.
Yeah, it would have been a different
Fields or Wilson feel like who would have been the Eagles' quarterback.
And then there's the whole, like, so if Wentz isn't looking over his shoulder, maybe he plays decently enough to buy him some time. Maybe Doug's still here.
No, I think the way that I heard the story going, Carson rubbed a whole lot of folks the wrong way. He probably would have.
Well, Carson demanded a trade.
He did.
So if he still did that,
maybe
we didn't have Jalen Hurts.
Do they all get another year? Well, I'll tell you what. The 2022 Eagles with Doug Peterson and the ghost of Carson Wentz are not going to the Super Bowl. So we could say whatever we want, but it wouldn't have worked
ghost.
Out.
Of course. Yeah, that's true.
It was.
It's amazing. That draft pick, the reaction was wild to start off. I mean, some people were, like, mad. Some people thought it was just a backup.
I remember hearing people. They were thoroughly upset. I remember that because I forgot what it was. I think I was listening to Ian. But, yeah, it was some people that were thoroughly upset behind.
A lot. Oh, I would say 75% of people were upset at the pick, thinking, why? Like, we have to get Carson a weapon. We got to do this. It's about now. I mean, that's why when we talk about things like an offensive lineman that could redshirt for a year, I don't think Howie and Jeff think about the draft the way we do.
No, they're trying to win now.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't think so?
I think they think big picture about this thing. Do we have a phone call that I took that night? All right, let's listen to this. I think this was the first phone call that came in that right after Hurts was drafted 4 years ago.
I mean, this is how you know Joe Douglas was really the brains behind a lot of the drafting and signings that got the Eagles the Super Bowl. You know, you got to thank Joe Douglas and you got to thank Chip Kelly, because Howie Roseman has no idea what he's doing in the drafters. None whatsoever.
Well, he just took a quarterback in the second round, Jesse, after giving another one $100 million.
And that tells you everything that he said during this offseason has been just playing cards, blowing smoke at people. Because I can guarantee you one way you don't add a weapon to a quarterback is by drafting a backup for him.
Well, that's true. It wasn't a weapon for him. It was his replacement that they took 4 years ago today. All right, so Kyle brought up the point, like, what if Carson and Doug got one more extra year? Like, the Hurts thing changes the trajectory a little bit here. Do you know who the top quarterback taken in the next year's draft was?
Who?
Kenny Pickett.
Oh, he'd have been here.
Who's here anyway now. So maybe the whole thing was all – maybe the Kenny Pickett thing was in the stars to eventually happen, but – 4 years ago, Jalen Hurts drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles. 215-592-9494. I think we could all say this. The Eagles would be in much worse shape.
Yeah, definitely.
Just much worse shape. They found themselves a contingency plan for a problem that a lot of people didn't even realize they had.
You know, all that happened, and people were still upset with us when we broached the idea of getting a quality backup in here. Like, people forget so quickly.
Well, and I think there's also an assumption because we've seen guys like Brady and Manning last a long time. Not every quarterback lasts a long time.
They don't.
That was one of the smartest decisions this organization has ever made.
Yes.
Without question.
If Jalen bounces back this coming year and plays more like he did in 2022, it's going to go down as one of the best draft picks they've ever made. I mean, if he wins him a Super Bowl, it might be the greatest draft pick they ever made. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Spike in Bristol. Hey, Spike.
Spike.
Hey, I want to talk to Joe.
I'm listening, Spike.
Oh, yeah, this all
yeah,
you,
well, first of all, I'm going to tell you that anybody who tries taking my car keys off me is going to get their face punched in, whether I'm 80
well,
years old
Spike,
or what.
I'm not taking your keys. I'm just saying that we took them from my grandfather.
And another thing is, my mother is right now 81 years old, lives on her own, drives on her own, does her own books. My grandmother was 84. So, you know, I'm sorry about your grandfather and, you know, if he was wandering off and getting lost, okay, I can buy it. But, you know, that's a bunch of garbage. And Jerry Jones is a very rich man, and I'm sure nobody who's employed by him is complaining about what they get paid. And that's why, and if he doesn't know what the cap space is, then that's why he employs people like Howie Roseman type people. Okay, so he has enough money to pay all those people to do that thinking and figuring for him. So, you know, that's a bunch of garbage.
You know what?
Anyway.
Shut up. Well, that wasn't live, Spike. I didn't tell you to shut up. I get it. And I
Kyle trying to
no,
get you
Kyle,
beat up
yeah,
for
Kyle
real.
Did. No, I didn't tell you to Spike to shut up. No, I get it.
Kyle.
Yeah, that was
Kyle's
Kyle.
A good guy.
No, but
you not so much, Joe.
Kyle's
a good guy.
Spike, I get your point.
I have to call up and straighten out Joe every so often.
Every so often.
Because we were going to revoke his Howie card like 3 months ago.
Nobody needs to, Spike. Well, yeah. I'm glad it's you.
I know. We didn't do it. And I went on Joe's defense and said we should only suspend it. So, you know, but Joe, you're crossing the line today.
All right, Spike.
You crossed the line, Joe.
I apologize.
You're a bitch
to you.
Line
are we good now?
Today.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, Spike.
Bye.
I guess you mean that means you're good. Yeah, you're good.
Punk.
I think we should. I have a role for Spike on the show.
What you got?
I think she should be the official straighten me out
yeah.
person.
Yeah.
I think we need to have her number on speed dial. So when everyone is against my idea for something on a particular day, she could be the one that calls it.
Got Spike the straightener.
Yeah. I mean, that's very rare that I apologize to anyone on the show.
I mean, you really didn't have a choice. Though.
Well, like,
I mean,
yeah, you were ducking Spike's call for a while.
No, hold on. We had Elliot coming on, and then we had to get to What If Wednesday. I did not duck Spike.
A little bit. It felt like a duck.
Look, she said she was going to handle you, and I put her right to the top.
I know.
And, you know, I mean, it took a little while.
Well, I just thought we needed to give her some time, right? I didn't want to make it a short phone call before the end of the segment.
That's a good call, because if she did get on right away, we might have had to dump, and we wouldn't.
I know.
We wouldn't be putting her on speed.
Yeah, and I listen.
She's not happy.
I still believe what I said.
Me too.
Yeah, but I understand why if you know someone that's old, you know, in their 80s, and they're running something, so you know, successfully, you might think that's not fair. I'm just saying.
Absolute.
No, it's some 80-year-olds that are sharper than the tag, but I don't feel like, you know, no disrespect to anybody that's a Cowboy fan, but it didn't, like, to sit
no,
there.
No, disrespect Cowboy fans. You should.
No, but I'm just saying, to sit there and admit that you don't know what's going on with your cap, that's, and you didn't make any moves,
Well,
that's not a good, I don't think that's a good space to be in.
Her point about all the people, like, raking in money from getting paid by Jerry Jones is kind of our point. Like, That's good for them, but the people who root for the
sure.
Cowboys
yeah.
might want them to spend that money a little more wisely.
But she came in so hot, I wasn't about to argue with her. I was going to let Spike handle it.
Yeah, you guys let me all my own there.
Yeah.
And I never said people in their 80s can't live alone or be sharp. They can. I just mean, like, do significant things, like run a football team. That feels like a lot.
And drive a car.
Well, I did go there.
You did go to the car driving, though.
I'm not the only one who thinks that. I mean, you guys could hide here. I'll be the one.
I'm gonna hide, but I do agree. Like sometimes, like the older generation, they need to get their ass out the way when you're trying to get through, though.
See,
they
now she's gonna come yell at you now.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying. Like I didn't say take the car keys away, though. I didn't say that.
I was using that as an example more than everyone.
You know, they tend to drive a little bit slower than everybody else sometimes. Well, but even with that, even when that's the case, I don't blow the horn. You look like a horn blower. Kyle's definitely a horn blower.
I used to be. I
don't blow the horn.
I have reformed. I've calmed down the road rage.
I'm a horn slammer.
I just roll up on them and mean mug them a little bit, and they just,
yeah. I think your mean mug and my mean mug are a little different.
No, I'm just saying. But you know, mostly when people know they drive, they did something wrong when they drive, they just look straight ahead anyway. So it really helps.
They do. They keep it moving.
That's
the smart thing. Because I'm gonna look at them like, what, dude? You doing?
Yeah, if we're doing road rage rankings on the show, Kyle's clearly one.
Yeah, he's number one.
I'm two. I think it comes with age. You grow out of road rage. At least I
do.
Did.
You?
Yeah. No,
my dad would disagree.
So you're supposed to grow out of road rage.
I'll still do it on my own in the car, but I won't like roll my window down and scream at another person.
Yeah, yeah.
Or honk as much.
I try not to do that because you never know who you're yelling at.
You don't. I mean, sometimes you might pull up on someone who's like a nice little person.
What if it's an old lady?
Well, exactly.
And you flip her off.
And then you feel bad the rest of your life.
Then she...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
She probably deserved it.
Well, maybe she did. All right, Tyrone in Middletown. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good show. Yeah, I was listening about the draft coming up. So you saying that they should pick somebody? Said you want to see them pick a receiver?
Well, no, Hugh and Kyle.
I want a receiver. We need you to turn your radio down.
All right, Tyrone, you got to turn your radio down, Tyrone. Just a little bit there.
And also, like, is he listening to the show? Like.
Well, I think he is. He made a little confused. Well,
obviously, he's listening to the show. He got us on the radio, but it's like...
No, well, I mean, literally, like, he was listening to the show.
Yes, like listening, having it on in the background.
Oh, you mean like listening to the
thing, like understanding what we're saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a challenge with us. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right. So there was a report this morning from ESPN that the Eagles could be looking to trade up for a wide receiver or even potentially Brock Bowers. Would you be upset if the Eagles drafted a wide receiver in the first round? At least the Twitter people today are seeing things right. 61% yes, they'd be upset.
Most of the folks on Twitter most of the time are clueless.
Well, I agree, except when they agree with the Twitter poll.
Okay, ask someone on Twitter if they'll be upset. 90% of the time, the answer should be yes.
Well,
that's Twitter.
That's true. But regardless.
Everybody on Twitter is upset.
I'm winning today.
I might put up a poll. Just, will you be upset?
Yes. At something Joe says tomorrow. Yes. Doesn't matter what it is. But they're with me today, so I'm with them. 61% yes, it would be a mistake. And I just think it's a ridiculous premise to take another receiver. $25 million for Devontae a year, $25 million for A.J. Brown. We got a running back. Everyone wants to run the football. Again, I asked earlier how many footballs they play with this coming season, and I still think the answer is just one. Just one football.
Yeah, but if like I said, yak better mean something to you. It's going to be significant. That means yards after the catch. When you get the ball, you better do something with it.
Yeah, and for our rookie, if he takes the targets that Quez Watkins had last year, you get all 21 of them. Quez, the number three receiver in this team last year, had 21 targets. And you guys want to spend a first-round pick on another wide receiver?
Yeah.
No.
Tight end, yes. I wouldn't mind having a tight end.
Now, I mean, look, do I think Brock Bowers is a good player? I do. I think he'll be an excellent pro. But boy, oh boy. That's a lot on the offensive end without enough on defense. And as Elliot pointed out when he was with us, they might have a hole in the offensive line too, a guard.
Elliot don't know what he's talking about.
Well, I mean, people might agree with you on that.
No,
but
I'm just kidding. Elliot's my guy.
I do think he's right on the offensive line thing. It probably is the most likely thing.
It's not a sexy pick, though. Like, the offensive line, like it's not a sexy
pick. But I'm not looking for a sexy pick. I'm looking for a winning pick.
No, that's not a winning pick, then. If that's how you want to kind of paint me in a corner, no, that's not a winning pick.
But the Eagles have made a lot of unsexy picks for the last 20 years and have won a lot of football
games. Not now.
What do you mean not now?
You need a sexy pick now. Tight end is a sexy pick.
They just signed a running back.
Not now. Tight end is a sexy pick. I'm not going to lie. Between the two signings that we had this offseason, which one you think got more footwork, more legs?
Legs,
Saquon Barkley.
Legs in what realm?
Because people were excited. People thought when we signed Saquon Barkley, more so than when we signed Bryce Huff, people were excited about it. Oh, we got Saquon. They called him Saquon.
And guess what? The more important player for the Eagles is Bryce Huff.
Saquon?
Bryce Huff.
Saquon.
No way.
Saquon is the most important
they
player.
They gave Bryce Huff way more money, and he plays a more important position.
Saquon got everybody excited.
I don't care what people are excited about. I care about
victories. You're not excited. You should be, because people got excited about Saquon.
I care about wins, W's.
That, and Saquon is going to give us wins.
Yeah, well, he's won a lot of football games in the NFL.
No, he was on a bad team.
Well, that's true, he was. All right, let's go to Greg, who's up next. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, Greg. What's up?
Hey, I think Spike may need a cognitive test, because if you don't think that you deteriorate from about 75 on, just ask somebody who's 75 if they can run a 100-yard dash.
Well, that, so, but wouldn't that be more of a physical deterioration?
Yeah, what I'm saying is,
Joe, we deteriorate, you know, both mentally and physically.
Well, we do. Now, let me just say this. I don't think Spike needs a cognitive test. She's a great caller.
I don't want me to be on her bad side again.
Greg, what do you think? What do you think about the Eagles here?
So, Joe, a couple of years ago, I remember either Howie or Jeffrey said something like, you have to choose which side of the ball that you want to be great on. There's not enough resources and money to be great on both sides. So choose a side. So my question to you would be, let's say they draft Arnold. Is he going to make the defense elite Super Bowl level? Or if the Eagles draft Brock Bowers and go two tight ends with all that, are they an elite Super Bowl offense?
So it's a very good way of painting the question. And I think they're closer to being elite on offense with one more player than they would be on defense, right? I mean, that's clear, right? I don't think Arnold or Mitchell or a pass rusher is going to move the needle that much on defense to be elite. Well, you're right. One more player on offense could. My worry, Greg, is that I think they've already done enough to be a top five offense. Meanwhile, I'm worried about being a bottom five defense. I just want to move this defense, you know, a little bit closer to the middle of the pack so we got a chance.
The other thing to consider, though, is Goddard has been injured, what, 5-6 weeks each of the last 2 years?
Yes,
and
he has.
He's coming on the end of a contract. And just adding that to the formula that I think Howie has been using the last few years is trade somebody, get that extra second or third round pick, and then he moves up for quality talent like he's done the last 3 years, Jordan Davis's performance aside. But he's not waiting to 20. Whatever he's going to do, he's going to go up with the additional two and whatever else it needs to get somebody that he knows is going to be an impact player.
Well, Greg, you're probably right.
You're
probably right about that. And Bauer is a great player. I mean, he is. And I think he'll be a great pro. And Greg, we appreciate the phone call. And I think Greg makes a good point. And Hugh and Kyle have made a similar point, that they could enhance the offense even more.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Enhancement.
I just need a defense. I need something on the defense.
We got a defense. Why the pregnant pause, though? By the pregnant pause. We got a defense. We got a good coach that's going to coach these guys up. And we got some young Thundercats on the defensive side of the ball. And we got Bryce Huff. We got enough.
You ever hear the phrase, when you have nothing nice to say, say nothing at all? That was my pause. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll come back with your phone calls.
I definitely have heard that before.
And it's our final daily mock of the season, but we're not using other people's mocks. Hugh and I are going to give our mock drafts. It is a mock off next. On the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.